PKK doesn't represent the Kurds. Some parts of the left that have fallen under the influence of that propaganda, or that feel an ideological proximity to the PKK, give the impression in the Western press that the PKK is a heroic army, supposedly defending its own land. The fact is, however, that the PKK is neither heroic nor a representative and protector of the Kurdish people. The PKK has long been fighting the Turkish military using guerrilla tactics, in other words, in a sly and cowardly way, for many years. However, it lacks the experience and, more importantly, the courage to face another group out in the open. The PKK is therefore the very last group to wage a ground war against ISIL in Syria. Indeed, the way that they fled during the first days of ISIL's assault against Kobane, leaving women, children, and the elderly behind. And these words by Tsemil Vayek, one of the PKK's leaders, saying, "Geographical conditions in Kobane are not appropriate for us to fight there," confirm the truth of that. One of the mistaken impressions prevalent in the West is that the PKK represents the Kurdish people. Since the PKK has very effective propaganda power overseas, they have falsely created such an image. The fact is, however, that the socio-cultural characteristics of the Kurds make it impossible for them to accept and embrace such an organization right from the outset. The Kurds are religious people who are devoted to their families and loyal to their traditions. They are warm and peace-loving people. The PKK, on the other hand, is opposed to all religions, godless, hostile to the family, and devoid of any moral values. It is therefore impossible for the Kurds to willingly and voluntarily go along with the PKK. The rule of the PKK over the Kurds is one formed by force and compulsion. The PKK made its name heard in the 1980s with acts of terror, aimed not against Turks, but against Kurds. It adopted a strategy of first spreading terror among the Kurds and thus building a power base. The first target was other Kurdish organizations and political movements opposed to, or an alternative, to itself. After neutralizing them through ruthless killings, it turned its attention to the civilian Kurdish population and sent the message, through its actions, saying, "We are stronger than the state here, and if you are not with us, we will not let you live." It still maintains its influence on some of the Kurds through the same approach today. Some of the actions of the PKK that targeted the innocent Kurdish population, making no allowances for women and children, are as follows. PKK members attacked the home of a Kurdish citizen called Shemus Arik on August 20, 1987 in Mardin, opening fire with Kalashnikovs and killing two women and three children. The four-month-old Hamza was sleeping in his cradle when he was killed. On July 9, 1989, PKK terrorist attacking the village of Kirim in Diyarbakir also killed a three-year-old girl. On May 10, 1988, the PKK killed 15 Kurdish civilians in the Nusaybin district of Mardin, not sparing the lives of six children. One of the female babies was slain as she slept in her cradle. On June 10, 1990, the PKK killed 27 civilians in an attack on the village of Çemrimli in Şırnak. 11 of the 27 killed by the terrorists were children. On August 19, 1992, the PKK attacked civilians in the Lice district of Diyarbakir and raped a baby in its crib with machine guns. On October 22, 1993, women and children in Sirt were again the target of the PKK that killed 22 of our Kurdish citizens. 13 children and 9 women were savagely slaughtered in this attack. PKK terrorist attacking the village of Atabinin in Van on July 24, 1994 again targeted women and children. The PKK murdered 6 women in their beds and 3 babies sleeping alongside their mothers. As it is clearly seen, PKK leader Öcalan is given the name Baby Killer not as a result of hypothetical assumptions, but concrete examples. This violence, of which we have cited just a few examples here, has worsened increasingly. In the 1980s and 1990s, backed by the secret state structuring, the Agernikon terror organization, the PKK became the dominant force among the Kurds due to its use of violence. The number of people who lost their lives due to PKK terror in Turkey exceeds 40,000. In addition to martyred Turkish troops, police officers, teachers, and other state officials, the great majority of those 40,000 were Kurds. In short, the PKK that has martyred tens of thousands of Kurds in terror attacks is one of the greatest enemies of the Kurds in the entire region. The Kurdish people are longing for the day when they will finally be rid of the scourge of the PKK.